Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Take the L podcast. This is Take the L podcast episode 5. Today, I am joined, as always, now with my co-host RJ. And today, we are bringing in one of the other members of the Lechuga and a big friend of the channel, Dev Beast, also known as Andrew. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Today on the show, we're going to be talking me going to Denver. We're going to be talking about me getting copyright striked, or the channel getting copyright striked for no fucking reason. We're talking mobile games. We're talking and other stuff. who fucking knows?
These podcasts do whatever the fuck they want.
Is this all in order?
No.
I'm actually going to start with my trip to Denver. This past weekend, I took a trip out to Denver, Colorado to go see Grizz at the Another World show in Broomfield, which was a fantastic experience. I met up with a couple of friends of the channel. I'm not 100% sure that I've talked about them either on stream or on the channel, so I'm going to refrain from calling them out by name. But it was really cool to see them, all really cool, and just because, you know, scheduling and also, like, just because of the way things were working out, I was not able to see Dan or Muzzy Bear in person, but I nonetheless had a great time at the shows, and I met a ton of really cool new people. I do have to say, though, this is interesting, and I think that a lot of musicians who do multi-day shows could take something away from this. Day one was like the house show, and it was, you know, like everyone's like super fucking hyped. It's the first day, but it's also a Friday night, so it's not as packed. Saturday was like the big like throwback show, like everyone knew every song, and then Sunday was supposed to be like the very hype like super show. But everyone was just so fucking tired. Like, I'm sure tired. That from the stage it looked like everyone was like, yeah, woo. But I was down in the pit with people and everyone was like, oh my fucking God. Like, I'm so happy right now, but also I am fucking exhausted.
You cannot move up.
So yeah, no, I think that's a very interesting experience for those who are going to, for those artists who do multi-day shows, just like maybe not front load your fucking weekend quite as hard.
Well, Saturday is one of those days that you kind of can, though.
Oh yeah, because everyone has Sunday off. It's the Lord's Day.
Right, no, everyone has Sunday off, but Saturday is one of those days where most people have off, and you don't have obligations in the morning as you go to church. So I get why they would do that.
Was that a jalapeno?
Not until they sponsor me.
Oh, is that a alcoholic beverage?
It is an alcoholic beverage,
but until a very familiar glass bottle.
Yes, in a very familiar glass bottle. Until a company that rhymes with. Upon the plops decides to sponsor me.
I'll just take the label off.
I don't know how I'm supposed to drink this.
The bottle is pretty.
Is butt chugging still a thing?
I hope not.
So
there are two ways you can take.
Andrew, first time on the show.
First time on
the show that's like actually come out.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, why don't you walk us through how you met both of us?
I met both pretty much same time. Met Liam at 15, sophomore year of high school. RJ, I met him about half a year to a year later.
It was pre-calc. My junior year.
Your junior year. So
I think it was before that. Because
before pre-cal.
Yeah, we were all hanging out in the side room for lunch.
Because Liam was essentially living to me by that at that point.
Yeah, dude, I think
we were
by the point
in the computer room and.
Yeah,
Bloons Tower Defense 5.
Bloons Tower Defense. Yeah.
Dude, best game ever made.
I was going through a lot and I was like, "Oh, these guys are cool. I'm gonna go." Mosey on over there and see what's going on, and then all of a sudden they're like,
"We're just like, yeah, get in here, let's go."
I'm going through a lot right now, huh? Well, guess I'll let this fucking small Asian boy live at my house for the next 3 weeks. So yeah, what have you been up to? How are you?
Doing good. Just had an herbal salad not too long ago. So hanging out with that.
Staying healthy.
And staying healthy, dude. Staying green. Go green. Team go, so hey, green.
Hashtag go green. Green.
But yeah, pretty good.
Hashtag work's team keeping me trees.
Yeah. I'm teaching right now.
That's new, right? That's been this year. You just started.
Yeah, I started late August, like right before county fair, and been going 3 days a week and then working 2 days with my dad, although that might change because right before the podcast I got an email for a legal assistant position in town.
Hey.
Which would be nice because I am still debating getting my master's.
Big legal moves.
Yeah.
Big legal moves, yeah. And if I can work part-time and just, like, start in January when I'm not committed to long-term subbing,
mm-hmm.
right.
then I can you know, do both.
You're subbing my little brother, correct?
I am. I'm subbing RJ's little brother right now, freshman English, mm-hmm. which is a lot of fun.
I'm glad. He's not a little shit, is he?
Not too much. He plays a lot of games, so I got to, like, kind of try to redirect him back to Acellus, but he does get most of his minimum done. Most of
that's
the time.
Good, at least.
Yeah. And I think he'll catch up. I think he's okay.
Okay.
He's not that far behind.
So
good kid.
Mm-hmm. Good kid.
Good kid.
Great kid. Great. Might I even say? Pretty cool kid.
He's essentially just mean, but smaller.
I love the like the dichotomy that we have here. We just have like me and RJ and our like very like corporate-esque like backgrounds, and then just Andrew fading into the background, like slowly disappearing into the vaporwave void of Discord.
Honestly, the farther I can dissipate into this thing, the better.
There was a gag that I did with Dan a long time. I think it's actually still in one of the videos that he and I put up a long time ago. But I this bed wasn't here. I had a mattress that was on the ground, and I just like stood on the mattress. I was like, "Can I interest you in car insurance?"
Not from over there.
So yeah, I like this little thing. I'm actually I'm hoping on moving out of here soon. It's kind of it's something that's been in the works now for like a really fucking long time. But it's just like I've had so many bad experiences with rental like agencies.
Yeah.
I'll like call them and be like, "Hey, I'd like to schedule an open house for something." And they'll be like, "Oh, perfect. No one is looking at this place." And then like a week later, I'll be like, "Okay, here, I'm just following up, making sure that we're still good for that open house." And they'll be like, "Hate to tell you this, buddy, but I'm actually going to have to reschedule you because there's like 50 other people looking at the same place."
So when we got here to like Nashville area, me and my wife were in a hotel looking for houses, and we found one that was nice. It was kind of on the pricey side, but it was really nice, right? I'm like, "Sweet, I'm just gonna put down my application." They're like, "Oh yeah, no, we'll get with you later." The next day, I get a phone call. I'm in a brief, so I can't do much, right? Work stuff. Oh, the house is gone. So I'm just homeless for fucking week.
Awesome. Still living in the hotel.
Yep. Yeah, still living in a hotel with a cat, by the way. It's fine.
So yeah, man. Oh man, it's just been rough. It's been, and also like the other thing is just because of my work schedule, working 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, it's been kind of difficult. Not to mention like I've been taking these like spur of the moment vacations. So
Speaking of which, Liam, last football game's this Friday. That's the last home game.
That's great. Oh, I definitely can't go.
My brother's on the team.
He is. He's on JV.
Yep. True shame.
I don't know how, but you know. He's like, I've never played basketball. God damn. Football in my life. But I'm on the JV now.
So yeah. That's oh man, renting has been hard. And there's also in the back of my mind, there's also always the like, oh, I do want there to be like extra space in case one, someone wants to stay over, and two, like someone wants to like move in. And that was kind of the case with you, Andrew, was like Jade and I have always been looking for like a place where we could be like, oh, we could feasibly move another person in here in case you ended up getting a job down here. But like it's slowly just like, it's becoming like suffocating trying to find a place like that, because especially like already we're like trying to find a place that's at least two bedrooms so we can have like a room and an office.
That's what we look for every time we go.
So yeah, it's that's been rough. And like on it, like here in the Bay Area, it's just so much easier to try to find a place to buy right now than to try to find a place to rent, because everyone's like moving out of their permanent residence, not trying to rent it out. So
yeah.
True shame. Speaking of unwanted people being unwanted.
Unwanted shame.
Unwanted shame. Fucking. Yeah. So the social media video went up and then we did the podcast. We actually shot the podcast before the video came out. So I didn't get to talk about this on the last podcast.
It was already edited and about to come out.
Yeah, it was already edited, about to come out, but the actual video wasn't up yet. And so I didn't get to talk about this. In that, I used Beethoven's Requiem because I was like, oh, classical music, it's in the public domain. Like, obviously, it's in the public domain. Right. Beethoven's been dead for fucking decades.
that's gone, all right.
And so I went to check on the video. And by the way, it did a lot better than I did. I think it's like the second or third most viewed video that's come out recently. So it was actually very, very proud of it. And also people started ripping like pieces of it and putting it on TikTok, which I saw on my For You page, which I thought was fucking hilarious.
Oh, really?
That's nothing new though. People took like shit from like the stream highlights and would put that shit on TikTok and I would see it.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we tailor our For You page for you. Here's a video that you fucking made that someone else just uploaded.
Very cool. Thank you, TikTok.
And I don't have a problem with that. Like, one, it's like this channel makes no money anyways. Like, our primary source of revenue is not views to begin with. So, and I don't have personally, I don't have a problem with someone making a quick buck off of something that I've made. It's like, whatever. I have a full-time job. I'm not going to lose any sleep.
Right.
But the video got, the fucking song that I used got fucking copyright claims. And it wasn't even the version that I thought it was going to be. Because I played two different versions of the song. I played one version, which was like the original Beethoven's Requiem. And then I played a clip of it, which is like a piano version that someone on YouTube did. And I credited both of them separately. The one that got fucking claimed was the one that's like centuries fucking old.
Right.
Yep, and that's been happening a lot.
I looked into the company that claimed it. It is a company that just goes out and claims classical music. It's the biggest fucking bullshit on YouTube of all time.
So it seems like there's a lot of companies that just do that. They just go around claiming whatever they can. There's a 10-second skip of something that we have a copyright of. It's ours now.
It really sucks. It's not a huge deal for me like in the long run, because like the Lature channel has we have a license of for Monster Cat Gold. So if I really want it to be like copyright free, I could use Monster Cat music. I pay them monthly out of my own pocket. We can use their music as much as we want.
Which would be smart.
Which we do. We constantly do that. Like I would wager to say conservatively, 80% of the music that we use is licensed music through Monster Cat. And if it's not licensed music through Monster Cat, it's licensed music through the YouTube library. So, like, and don't get me wrong. social media is not out here making thousands of dollars, which is now getting claimed. I'm not like complaining about that. I'm complaining about it because it sets a precedent for them to like bully other channels.
It's the principle. It's not the matter. It's the principle.
It's upsetting. It pisses me off. It's fucking Beethoven, bro.
The way that like copyright is right now, considering the fact that you do a claim against the company and then they decide if that's theirs or not. It seems
like YouTube has also just become like the Wild West for copyright claim. Because it seems like it's not just like, so this company is called Just Classical. But it's big labels too. And I have to be a little careful with what I say here because I do have a relationship with some of these labels. But certain labels, I'm not going to be specific, but they have MG as the last two pieces of their fucking acronym. Certain labels that have that acronym just fucking like just blindly shoot every fucking YouTube video down, and then it's up to me to dispute that. Like that to me is wildly like it goes against legal principle as far as copyright is concerned.
It's funny, YouTube kind of did a 180. It was before, it was the Wild Wild West of like no copyright, right? Now it's the exact opposite.
It definitely used to be worse because the way that it used to be, like I knew this from back when I was like uploading YouTube videos, like in like middle school, and I was using copyrighted music, like willy nilly. It used to be that someone would claim it, someone would manually claim your video, and then your video would go down. It just didn't exist anymore.
Right.
And there was no notification process. So, like, I didn't even get an email saying, like, oh, your video has, like, has copyrighted material in it and we've taken it down. It would just fucking disappear.
And do we have, like a somebody at YouTube that we can talk to or for us?
Are you fucking nuts? No.
So, for us, it's like, if something gets copyrighted, it's not my video anymore. And it's too small.
It's nuts, dude. It's crazy. I'm on both sides of the argument, right? I'm a musician, and I'm also a YouTuber now.
Right.
I'm on both sides of the argument. Yeah, it's super shitty for someone to just fucking claim your video out of nowhere. And especially, like, if it's using, like, what you assume is non-copyrighted material. Like, I could be completely in the wrong. The performance may have happened in the last 5 years, and I could be the asshole here. But also at the same time, like I don't know how comfortable I would be with just a YouTuber like yoinking my fucking music and then using it without crediting me.
It's context of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not their original song, so it's essentially a cover, which
and to YouTube's credit, there is no fucking possible way that they have the like logistical capability of being able to manually review every single video as it's going up. Like, there's no fucking way. There's, like, thousands of hours of YouTube, like, uploaded to YouTube every single day. There's no way that people could sift through all of that and understand the context in which all of it's being used.
And then look at specifically where that music came from on top of everything. Yeah. Something similar to that.
I have to say, the Content ID engine is pretty good. It's not infallible, but it's pretty good. There have been instances where it's been absolutely fucked. There was I'll link to it below. But there's an instance when a musician who I hold very near and dear to my heart, he's a fucking fantastic person. I've never actually talked to him. I should preface this. I don't know him personally, but he's just such a fucking precious person. The Fat Rat, he did songs like Monody. I'm gonna fucking butcher these. Unity. Xenogenesis, like he's pretty fucking well known as for in electronic music. He got his own song copyright claimed by some like Portuguese company.
Yeah.
He made the song.
Right.
That to me is insanity. That like just some random company can go in and be like, I own the copyright to this now because I say so.
Right. And then you have to fight me over it.
Mm-hmm.
for your own music that you've made yourself. Yeah, it can be ridiculous.
Something that I've also noticed has been happening is that like companies will copyright claim content without artist consent. Like that was a big issue for a while, especially like among big YouTubers for a little while, because there would be these big YouTubers and they would use clips of each other's videos, and like their management company, their like MCN, whatever it was, they would just like claim the videos without asking the original creator, which to me is fucking nuts. Like so we don't have an MCN, but if we did, if like, say like Maker Studios came in and they just like fucking started like fire, if someone used a clip, like say from the podcast in their own little thing and it was transformative in nature, or if it was just a small clip, like I would say fucking go for it. If they re-uploaded an entire video that we made with no additional commentary, if they fucking Jinx reloaded us, I would obviously have an issue with it.
Right, but like grabbing a clip from something, at least like from within the context, is fine.
And I don't even mind if it's like an extended clip, because a lot of times like you'll see clips from like, I'm just going to fucking fire out like Impulsive or H3 Podcast. You'll get these clips where it sounds like someone's saying something that's really fucking out of pocket and like really fucked up, but they don't provide the like 5 minutes of context prior to it, or like even clips of the context leading to it. And I don't even mind if we have like an hour long podcast, I don't fucking mind if someone rips out like 10 minutes of it just to provide context and also like provide like the oh my fucking god moment.
Right. No, yeah. The only problem with like grabbing small snippets is context. It's all, this whole copyright spiel is all context based.
Mm-hmm.
So like you pulling that song, that Mozart song, the context of it was, hey, we did this song, or this group did this song, and we have it under copyright, even though the song is how old now?
Hundreds of years.
Yeah, hundreds of years. So it's all bullshit context. And even if the creator didn't know, at least like, hey, that's our song, you know, say something. There should be like a way, instead of just like, oh, I'm gonna fucking strike down and play in this video, you should be like, hey, that's my song, change it or receive this.
And Andrew, I think you can jump in on this point. I think one of the biggest issues with shit like copyright is like these big fucking companies, like Just Classical is a subdivision of some fucking multi-billion dollar company. And they 100% have a legal team that makes my fucking annual salary look like chump change. And for an individual like me, or even a group like Lechuger, our combined income, every single member of fucking Lechuger, we put our fucking income together, it is going to be pennies compared to like, I'll even fucking name drop them. It's pennies compared to UMG, to fucking Sony. It is nothing compared to them. So, and so I think part of that is, I think that there is like a fear of like legal ramification that comes with like putting the weight onto the creator as far as, you know.
Oh, I mean, of course, because you have, for example, I'm not going to name drop this very large company that, you know, makes mouse like creature, but their team of lawyers, essentially, whoever's claiming all this classical music, they're doing the same thing that they're doing, where it's, they can copyright stuff that they re-released under that specific distributor's name, or like whoever produces and arranges a certain amount of things.
Doesn't that same unnamed company change the laws to their whim anyways?
They don't have to at that point, because the loophole that Disney found that a lot of companies use now, it's the copyright claim where every 20 years they can basically renew it, because they've changed it so much, or in a way that it basically makes it a new thing altogether.
Wow.
So re-releasing songs like that. Like, that's how current artists, like, you know, I don't know, can I name drop anybody?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Ed Sheeran, like, well, okay, I don't want to name drop anyone.
don't be, okay, retract Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran is a fucking sweetheart, you fucking monster.
They're all coming after it. True. You know, all the Ed Sheeran fans are fucking murderous.
Industry area of it. That's kind of where it's like, basically they could re-release all of these songs like 20, 30 years down the line and then just tweak it enough. For example, Queen music.
I was thinking the Beatles.
Should have already been expired, but they're able to renew the copyrights by remastering or recreating.
Such horseshit.
It's horseshit, but it's a very good legal loophole, and they can't close it because if
it was in the fucking public domain, every single episode of Take the L podcast would have fucking Bohemian Rhapsody at the top.
every single one. True.
Yellow submarine just kind of playing in the background.
In the background, just a yellow submarine. Liam in the future, animate that.
Have Dwayne the Rock Johnson, Scorpion King playing in the background.
I don't think the copyright for that has expired.
That's what I mean. 10 years down the line.
I don't think in 10 years the copyright for Scorpion King is going to be expired. I think we got another 40 years.
However far down the line, if they don't remaster it or re-release it on 2000K fucking super fucking Blu-ray.
5D fucking
infrared ray.
So the previous company, who shall remain unnamed, that has a mouse-like creature slogan.
Andrew already dropped the name, so it's
whatever. I did not say
he did not drop the name. We're not insane.
I heard it.
Well, you've got voices in your head, RJ.
Yeah, because all I heard was
Future Liam, when you're editing this, put something that's like "you're right" on the top corner.
I'm not going to. You actually expect me to rewatch this entire thing? Dude, I literally cut the ad. I cut the ad reads out. I fucking add the background. I fucking chop out the faces, and that's the end of me editing the episode.
All right. Or one.
Well, I'm just going to say the N word now, then.
No.
Fastest way for me to actually properly edit the episode is just someone starts dropping racial slurs.
Make a sign or something, pop it up every second or so. Hey, there you go.
The previous unnamed company, they have this program that they have called the company name Vault, which is pretty much like the, like, get all the DVDs and get all the things. It's a bit on the nose though. Like, right. Everything's locked away in the vault. No freebooting.
Funny thing is, things that we used to watch as like kids are now in the vault.
Yeah, and they always will.
Every 5 years, we get the 15th, 10th, 20th, 25th anniversary, fucking re-release, uncut.
It's interesting too because said unnamed company 4K. Owes a lot to the pornographic industry, and this is going to sound like a long shot right now, but I'm going to explain it.
Okay.
The reason that DVD and VHS existed was because the pornographic film industry needed to innovate on a way to distribute high definition pornographic material.
That makes sense.
And because of that, unnamed company was able to re-release it on said mediums.
Well, that's just like unnamed company.
Yeah, it's all unnamed companies. Just every company.
Classic unnamed company.
That one.
Speaking of locking things into the vault, you guys remember Clash of Clans?
I do.
Boom Beach clone.
Oh my god!
You guys remember Space Team?
I think I know where this is going. Are we segueing into the segment on mobile gaming?
We are.
Segue.
What a smooth Pokemon segue. Unite.
Everybody, best mobile MOBA MOMOBA ever.
MOMOBA.
The reason I bring these specific games up is these were kind of the flagship games of an era of flagship games on mobile devices. I can say this with a decent amount of confidence. The last flagship game that was worth a damn was Pokemon Go. After that, mobile games became a fucking shithole of a fucking market as far as gaming is concerned.
There's
three companies that release the same fucking game with like ungodly amount of fucking trash ads. They're all brain dead games. And like I've seen these advertisements a million times and I fucking know exactly what they are. They play the game incredibly incorrectly. And so you're like, well, that's fucking stupid. Like, I could play the game better than that. You end up fucking downloading the game to play it better than the ad.
And you're like, wait a minute, this is easy.
By the time you have the realization, like, wait, this game is dog shit. You have already contributed like thousands of dollars worth of ad revenue for them. Mobile games was like when we were all in high school, that was the peak. Every fucking mobile game was there were so many great ones. Like, and this didn't start when we were in high school, but it kind of reached its pinnacle. But like going all the way back, you had shit like fucking Fruit Ninja, Jetpack Joyride, Clash of Clans, what was the shitty fucking COD clones for mobile? I can't even remember what they were called.
Modern Combat.
Let's
not forget Balloon's Tower Defense 5.
Balloon's Tower Defense, SAS Combat. I'm going a bit off the beaten path here, but even like Gun Bros, granted, every fucking game was innovative at the time because there was no fucking mobile game that had done it before because there were no mobile games.
There wasn't any.
But dude, I'm a fucking throw it way back. Tap Tap Revolution, bitches.
I'm gonna say it. Flappy Bird.
Even Flappy Bird, like it was an incredibly addictive game, and it wasn't like it was a bad game. Like
it was difficult, it made you want to play more.
It was the Dark Souls of mobile games. Yeah.
Do you remember when Flappy Bird first went off the market and people were selling their phones with Flappy Bird on it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Like thousands of dollars more than it was worth.
So I remember that because I had a jailbroken iPod Touch. And so like people were like freaking out like, oh, I can't download Flappy Bird anymore. And I was like, well,
I can.
Not to incriminate myself, but I can.
Hey, dude, unnamed company.
unnamed company that has a logo that resembles an apple.
With or without a bite in it? Depends.
Hook them up to me, Tim Apple.
But yeah, so I wanted to talk about that time because we played a lot of mobile games together.
Yeah, especially the fact that like Minecraft had just came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Fucking Terraria.
Terraria.
We played the first time I ever got to experience Farming Simulator was with you guys on mobile. Yeah. I remember which one it is. It's Farming Simulator 2015.
I wasn't there then. I might have been there.
Well, the game came out in 2014, so you know. It's the EA naming conventions where you always add a number to whatever year it is to make your game name.
Every car ever.
But yeah, no, we played tons of shit together. Space Team, fucking...
it was a lot of Clash of Clans.
Artemis Space Bridge Simulator. Shit was so much fucking fun. And, like, there's none of that anymore. There aren't flagship mobile titles that you're like, oh, I'm going to play this with other people. Like, fine, Genshin Impact, you can have that one. But even when it came out, like, that was not a thing. Like, multiplayer was not a flagship feature for the game. So, like, what the fuck happened to mobile games?
I think the latest one was me and Andrew playing Duel Links together.
Yeah, but I don't even fucking know if that counts. Because, like, if you think of any game that has previous IP, like, they're pretty fucking good. They're fine. Like, Fallout Shelter was fine. Pokemon Go was fine. Pokemon Unite is so-so.
I haven't played it. I just remember the ad. I just remember the ads when that game came out. It was like, it wasn't Unite. It was the one before.
Go?
In between Go and
Masters. Yeah.
Oh, Pokemon Masters. Yeah. And it was fine. That one got old quick. It was fine though, but the gameplay loop was boring and it had been rehashed a million times. But like, but the only fucking games that are worth a damn anymore are games that have major IP behind them.
Right.
There are no more like innovative games outside of like Genshin, and like even Genshin got old. And Genshin is very loosely based. I'm not going to insinuate or defame Genshin Impact or the company that makes Genshin Impact. But it's very, like, interestingly closely based on Breath of the Wild.
It's a Breath of the Wild gacha game, essentially.
What about the Injustice and Mortal Kombat games?
Based on previous IP.
That already has an IP.
Yep.
And they were both fantastic games. They were fun. But there's no original fucking. I guarantee you, I can go onto the fucking App Store right now. The fucking the top fucking free games are all going to be like dog shit fucking piss games. 456 Survival Challenge, Octopus Games, K Challenge 456. Man, I wonder what those are based off of. Cookie Carver Life Challenge. Man, I wonder what that's based off of.
Jesus Christ.
K Sniper Challenge 3D, and the logo is a person who has a mask with a fucking circle on it. Brain Puzzle, Tricky Test.
Is it really bad right now?
Dancing Race, Moon Pioneer. Like, there's nothing here that's fucking. Fidget Toy Maker.
Toy Maker, saw that one.
Wow.
Number 26 is the first game that's any fucking good, and it's fucking Among Us.
It's Among Us. Oh my god.
There is nothing here that is interesting. There's nothing. Like, Clash Royale is 41. In what fucking universe?
Squid Challenge survival game.
you go to the top fucking grossing games, and it's all going to be like the games that started off big and high, like when we were in high school and fucking made it. Candy Crush Saga, Coin Master, Raid Shadow Legends, Call of Duty Mobile, Lords Mobile, Pokemon Go, Homescape some fucking how, Township, PUBG Mobile. Like,
all games that have been around for a while.
It's pretty like disgusting. Like,
top four.
The only games that are worth anything anymore are the paid games, and not even all of those are fucking good.
Right. And then the premium games. They have now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
And I own quite a few mobile games. Like, I own Minecraft on mobile. I own fucking Tower Defense 6. I own Geometry Dash. I own Terraria. I own fucking My Boy. I own fucking Drastic. I own True Skate, Tower Defense 5, Slay the Spire because I wanted to play that while I was away. The Game of Life. I have no fucking clue why I bought that. But my point still stands. The mobile gaming market has hit like an all-time fucking low.
One night at Flumpty's 3.
And the whole reason is because for a while, like, countries like China with a huge mobile like backing, I guess, or like industry, it's opening up more if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get these crap games, and then you get games that have been around for a long time. You don't know they've been around for a long time, but they're coming out, and they seem old and stale at that. But they've been an IP in China for years.
The thing that scares me is it feels like the Atari bubble, like from, what was it, 1976? I can't remember the exact date or the exact year. But it was like Atari started really, like, it was like the fucking Atari ET. This is the kind of bubble I'm thinking of. I'm thinking it is that bubble. The problem is, though, all of these fucking games are being released for free, and they're making money hand over fist on advertising. It is a bubble that will not stop fucking expanding.
And expanded so much that even like consoles and Steam and Xbox, Sony and Steam, all of them are moving towards having these mobile streaming pathways. Which
it's
fantastic.
It's honestly just such a massive mess as far as like gaming is concerned. It really like I used to be so excited for games. And it's like now like I have excitement and I still like will occasionally pre-order a game, but it's all baited excitement now. As like I don't wanna be fucking baited.
Right. I think the only game I pre-ordered for, and it was free, so I just pre-registered for it, was Blades, because I thought that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Turned out I liked the, Blades. The gameplay loop got fucking boring quick, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I heard it was a mess.
So yeah, the only games that I, like, so I pre-ordered Icarus because it looked really fun, and now that I have a graphics card that isn't dog shit, I might actually be able to run it. And I am excited for Diablo Immortal and Diablo 4, but at the same time, I don't know how much more like the market can take before it just absolutely collapses. And then the thing that I'm excited for, and this sounds weird, I'm excited if there is a gaming crash, because gaming's not going anywhere. It is such a mainstay of like modern society that it's not going to fucking disappear. I'm excited to see what indie studios would be able to do in the absence of certain AAA studios. Like let's say like Assassin's Creed didn't take up the entire like 50% of fucking E3. Imagine like that 50% of game like time was taken up by indie studios that were like developing games and people actually got excited about indie game. I fucking love games by indie studios. Like, I have to say, like, in my top 10 games, a significant amount of them are by indie studios. And some of these games are even AAA, like, level games that indie studios have made. If you want to go with the big one, No Man's Sky is a AAA title from an indie studio, and it is a fantastic fucking game.
Same with games like Undertale and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I would pay so much fucking money if more games like Undertale came out.
I guess Delta Room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah. You'll never guess what two games I paid for.
You paid Delta Room?
Yeah, I paid for Delta Room and I paid for Undertale. I got the fucking soundtrack version of Undertale too. I got the additional soundtrack because I liked the game so much.
I mean, that soundtrack, though, is pretty...
It's Toby Fox is low-key a genius.
Low-key a fucking smart man.
All right. Before this episode gets too long and it ends up taking hours for me to render this entire thing out because I'm using uncompressed 4K footage as the background for the podcast...
Get the new graphics card, I'm going to do this.
No, I did it on the last graphics card and it took all fucking night to render. But, so yeah... I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up here. It feels good to be back.
Yeah,
doing this regularly.
Yeah,
you're doing this once a month. Is not
once once a month isn't stressing me out too badly.
No.
So we will see you next time on Take the L6. We have to make some sort of unsubstantiated claim that we're gonna do something special on Take the L6.
We're going to drink 6 shots back to back.
Yeah, Take the L6 is going to be the Take the L drinking challenge.
Oh, we can actually do that.
Fuck, we actually can do that. Tune in to Take the L6 for the Take the L6 drinking challenge.
Wasted.
Have a good day, everyone.